jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender.
With Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, if you watch this show, you know I spend most of my time over there in the news kitchen simmering the day's freshest story, chicken and the most topical coconut milk, then adding the newest galangal and kaffir lime leaves and a dash of tiparo nampla and palm sugar to serve for you the perfectly balanced tom kha gai that is my monologue. But sometimes, just sometimes, folks, I wake up in the scoop of a backhoe on a deserted construction site, toss half a discarded bologna sandwich, and the swill from a crumpled can of Mr. Pibb into a cracked paint bucket. Add some grass clippings and leave it in the sun to offer you the bootleg trash gumbo of news that is my segment. Meanwhile, it's the filter through which I see the world, Thomas. Meanwhile. The National Park Service is warning that despite what you may have heard in some old jokes, you should never push a slower friend down in a bear encounter. That notice from renowned wildlife expert, your slowest friend. Meanwhile, over half a dozen sheep recently escaped a slaughterhouse in New Jersey. The escape happened because the official responsible for counting the sheep at the slaughterhouse kept falling asleep. Meanwhile, we all know the favorite senior pastime, pickleball, is taking over the country, which has led to countless turf battles over tennis court space, and now the great pickleball war has reached the D.C. area. Virginia's Arlington County wants to build 9 new pickleball courts, but homeowners in the area hate the idea so much they've started distributing flyers that accuse pickleball players of hijacking tennis and basketball courts, bullying children, and urinating in public. Come on, seniors. Pickleball is not an excuse to urinate in public. That's aquarobics. Meanwhile, little foam weight. Meanwhile, after legal challenges brought by Swiss cheesemakers, a U.S. court has ruled that American-made cheese can be called Gruyere, while Kraft Singles must now be correctly labeled as plastic bath mat soaked in yellow. Meanwhile, we have some breaking news about the breaking of a royal tradition, because it's been announced that the holy anointing oil for King Charles III's coronation will not contain the intestinal wax of sperm whales or civet secretions. What? That makes no sense. If a king's head isn't greased with whale intestine wax and secretions from a nocturnal tropical rodent, then I'm sorry, but hereditary rulers starts to sound kind of stupid. The sacred head goo traditionally contains oil from the glands of small mammals such as civets and ambergris, a waxy substance from the intestines of sperm whales that is called chrism oil. But in this case, Buckingham Palace is using a civet and whale-free alternative called I Can't Believe It's Not Chrism.
More Meanwhile, after this. Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Enjoying this episode of the Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Folks, I spend most of my time down in the news mines, sourcing the purest story gold, hand shaping it and adding turquoise cabochon and circular cut diamonds to create for you the glorious mid-century Boucheron necklace that is my monologue. But sometimes, just sometimes, folks, I land in a dumpster behind a defunct Radio Shack after falling out of the wheel well of the cocaine smuggler Cessna I stowed away in. I fish out a rusty twist eye and gum glue it to an old transistor, then snap the antenna off of an abandoned Buick to puncture my areola so I can parade around in the hobo nipple ring of news that is my segments. I swear, I could do this all night. I can't see that too many times. Meanwhile, it's March, and lifestyle bloggers are asking, do you want to smell like St. Patrick's Day? If the answer is yes, I wish you a swift recovery from getting kicked in the head by a police horse. But thanks to Demeter Fragrances, you can now buy cologne celebrating St. Patrick's Day with scents like Irish Cream, Clover, and the alluringly vague Ireland. That last one is hard to describe, but it evokes the intangible longing within the Irish soul to potatoes. It smells like potatoes. Meanwhile, in Australia, a popular beer has been recalled for having excess alcohol. That headline again, beer recalled for being best beer. This beer in question is something called Your Mates, a watermelon-flavored sour beer that was found to contain excess alcohol due to secondary fermentation. And we wouldn't want anything upsetting the delicate flavor profile of your watermelon sour beer. I'm getting notes of gummy worms stuck in a three-year-old's hair. Meanwhile, Nintendo just released a Pokemon-themed sleep tracker called Pokemon Sleep, even though Pokemon Go to Bed was right there. Now, if you're confused about what a Pokemon-themed sleep tracker does, Nintendo released this ad that might help. So based on that, either Pokemon Sleep is a nighttime health tracker or a hookup app for people who want to black out and wake up thinking they did it with a Charizard. Gotta bang them all. Full disclosure, I've been told by my staff that that isn't actually a Charizard in the video, but in my defense, I don't care. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.